And now, from the sounds of the animal kingdom to the sounds of our own species, human beings have something we say when we experience pain, the word ouch, at least those of us who speak English. People who speak other languages might not say ouch because pain, it seems, has its own language. We sent one of our interns, Josh Kim, to find out why people from different countries express pain differently.
I set off to collect samples of ouch from around the world. Here are a few of them.
And my native language is Sinhalese, which is spoken in Sri Lanka. And how we say ouch is apo.
In Arabic, ua.
Ua.
You say
ah.
Oh.
Ew.
Ai.
Itai.
Oi. Owa.
Owa.
Aya. I say like that. Aya.
This variation raises a question. If the bite of a tiger or the heat of a stove produces an involuntary physical reflex, shouldn't the shouted interjection be just as automatic? Dr. Robert Papin at the University of Quebec in Montreal gives two reasons for this discrepancy.
The very sounds of the word ouch don't necessarily exist in other languages. For example, in French, the sound ch just doesn't exist. And secondly, words like ouch are actually learned and culturally transmitted. So for example, children speaking French and learning French from their parents would learn to say aïe aïe instead of ouch.
This explanation accounts for the larger differences. But what are the more subtle variations between related languages? Dr. Fred Cummins of the University College in Dublin has tracked these patterns.
We find many languages that have some variant on oi, ow, or I. And that seems to be a common thing across languages, is that whatever the sound is that's made, it seems to be a diphthong, that is a vowel that changes its quality, allowing you to create a dynamic pattern that goes on and on. Ow, 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 I, 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 I. Like that.
A comparison of these patterns reveals that our responses are limited not just by the makeup of our language, but also by how our parents ouch. As Papin explains, even the tiger's growl is socially conditioned.
Human imitations of animal noises, again, are culturally bound. For example, even though both French and English consider that the duck says quack, quack, the Chinese think that the duck says wang, wang. And, you know, who's to say that they're wrong and that we're right or vice versa? So that most of these noises, an American child has to learn from his parents or in school that a duck actually does quack quack or that a rooster does cock-a-doodle-doo.
And since we're on the subject of roosters, let's hear how children from other countries are taught to imitate them.
Rooster. Cuckoo!
Cuckoo-cuckoo.
Kikiriki.
Oh, le coq.
Cocorico.
Cocorico!
Now, lest you wonder as I did what the Turks are thinking, that sounds nothing like a rooster. Please consider what other cultures think of our bestial transliterations.
How do you write the pig sound?
Oink oink.
What?
Oink oink.
Oink oink.
For NPR News, this is Josh Kim.
That story was originally produced as part of NPR's Next Generation Radio Project.